Welcome back. Here in Section 3, we will review the three components of vocal variety and show you how to use them to enhance your speaking and presentations. Vocal variety gives your presentations life. Without it, the quality of your speaking pattern and your overall presentation won't be anywhere near what it could be. Vocal variety means just that, offering a mix of vocal patterns throughout your presentation. Sometimes we change up our voices for certain effect, but the main reason is to offer a variety so we don't bore our audiences or put them to sleep. A monotonous speech pattern is lifeless. We'll spice up our speech by changing the tone, volume, and cadence. First is tone. This refers to the pitch of your voice, whether high, medium, or low. In science terms, it's the frequency of the audio waves. Many of us tend to speak within a certain range. By not changing your pitch, your voice takes on a flat, monotonous tone. This makes it difficult for your audience to stay attentive. May even put them to sleep. Okay, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but I think you get the point. Each of us speaks in a certain range naturally. Varying your pitch means to take it high or low on occasion. You don't need to be this dramatic, however. Giving your voice a natural rhythm that takes it through a wider range of pitch will be sufficient to give your voice life. The next vocal characteristic to study is volume. This refers to how loud your voice is, how you project it. There are a couple principles to keep in mind. First, always speak loudly enough to be heard. Speak to the back of the room. If you're in a large room with a high ceiling and no PA system, you have to take deep breaths and really bellow out. Beyond that, you can use your voice for really good effect. For example, if you want to emphasize a point or show authority, you'll shout or at least raise your volume dramatically. Don't talk entirely that way, however, as you come across sounding like a drill sergeant. Raise your voice on occasion to bring home a point. For example, as I said yesterday, we really need to watch the gasoline usage. The flip side to a loud voice, of course, is a whisper. And like a loud voice, a whisper can also grab attention. Did your ears prick up a bit when I backed off on the volume? Dropping to a whisper or a near whisper causes people to take notice. They fear they may have or will miss something. It's a good technique to use to get the audience members back into the program. Remember, though, that to speak loudly enough to be heard. And don't overuse this, or it'll lose its impact. The final technique of vocal variety is cadence. This refers to how you package and deliver your words, your rhythm, as well as your overall speed. How many pauses you include and when also affects your cadence. For example, I can say the above sentence like this. The final technique of vocal variety is cadence. This refers to how you package and deliver your words, your rhythm, as well as your overall speed. You know, it's a sort of a machine gun way of speaking. Or like this. The final technique of vocal variety is cadence. This refers to how you package and deliver your material. Notice how the second example sounds better. By mixing up the cadence, you develop a pleasing pattern to your delivery. Don't think too hard about this unless you need to change your cadence. I have a particular pattern and have been working on it for more than 15 years. I have to force myself at times to slow down. That allows me to better enunciate the words, so they aren't clipped, as well as offer a better overall delivery pattern. Like any other rule, this one can and should be broken at times. Why? If you don't change up your cadence, that is, you only offer a smooth, rhythmic pattern, you risk lulling your audience to sleep. Very much like with your pitch, you need to offer variety. You've got to change it up at times. Notice that? I accentuated just a little bit to try to get a point. Speak cleanly and clearly with a nice conversational pattern. You want to sound natural, but altered at times during your presentation. How do you sound, and what area or areas might require improvement? The only way to tell is by hearing recordings of yourself, ideally in a live setting, with and without a script. Scripted events like here as I record this training are stress-free and less likely to present issues. Plus, all I have to do is read aloud words that appear on my monitor. Record all your presentations and evaluate yourself afterward. Note any changes that are needed and take the necessary steps. One sure way to get yourself to use vocal variety is to be enthusiastic about your subject. When you're excited about a topic, your voice takes on more life. You naturally change your pitch and cadence, even enhance the volume. Best of all, your audience senses your enthusiasm, and they become engrossed in your presentation as well. It helps, of course, to be comfortable in front of the group. In Section 5, we'll touch on outside training you can take to get over your fear of public speaking. For now, focus on the elements of vocal variety that can use improvement. Which brings me to the homework assignment of this section. Grab a newspaper or magazine nearby. Look for an article or column that includes several quotes, ideally from more than one person. Record yourself reading 4 or 5 paragraphs from that article. As you come to a quotation, assume the identity of the speaker, offering what you think would be a reasonable voice. And yes, change gender if need be. Play back the recording. Do you notice good vocal variety throughout? Anything in particular need improvement, say including more pauses? Repeat this process several times to train yourself on the various components of vocal variety. Feel free to read from different passages in the newspaper or magazine. A variety of written material will stretch your abilities. In this section, we reviewed the 3 components of vocal variety: tone, volume, and cadence. Use each and all of your presentations, and your material will have the effect you desire. Next up, we review vocal exercises and some common presentation mistakes. I'll see you in Section 4.